I am so tired of catering to cis people's feelings. Because I do. I do it every time I go to a restaurant and the server says, "Hi, ladies," and I don't correct them. Every time I choose the women's washroom because people expect that of me and it makes them comfortable. Every time I go to the grocery store and ignore being called miss or ma'am. Every time a close friend misgenders me and my immediate response is to say, "No, it's okay, as long as you're trying." It's not okay. And I'm not okay, because in order for any of you to even entertain the idea of respecting my existence, I have to water down all of my emotions lest I live up to the whiny crybaby's trans stereotype that you all have in your heads. Because God forbid you take someone seriously when they are showing valid emotion.
I don't know what the hell is actually going on anymore. There's a couple things I could say, and like Fleckas, I don't like to make fun of little boys, so I don't want to get too harsh on this person. But I will say, they're talking about not caring about our feelings. Like, you guys are the ones who complain about your feelings being hurt every day. It's a pronoun. It doesn't matter. It's insignificant. You have bigger things to worry about, like that haircut. It's problematic. I'm just saying. And you know what? To talk about how crazy all this is. For the first time ever on Slightly Offensive, Adam Krigler.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Dude, from the Krigler Show.
Yes.
With 1G. You
one
flew
G.
out. You gave G-G's. Up your life for one day to join the SOBs, the Slightly Offensive backers, on a journey through whatever the hell the internet is today.
I love this. It's very nice to actually be in the studio. Sav, I've known for quite some time. She's fantastic. She's been on my show a bunch of times. It's cool to actually meet
her. We have fun.
Yeah, you guys go way back.
We do. We go way back.
That's awesome. Well, and also, of course, as you know, friend of the show, Sean Fitzgerald from Actual Justice Warrior on YouTube. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
Yeah, glad to be back. And I'm doing all the Elijah shows. I'm living in Elijah's house. I'm having him bring me food every evening.
Sleeping in his bed.
Sleeping in his bed.
It's happening. Adam, tonight's your night.
All right.
It's good. No, it's good. And honestly, like, if you, I think what's the craziest part about all of this is the fact that we've begun to normalize the insanity as if it's we're the crazy ones. Like,
right.
It's gotten to the point where the crazy people have become the status quo and the normalcy. And we sit around with just like normal haircuts, right? We went into our North Korean salon. We picked out our five styles. We chose something normal. We wear clothes. And then you have people. I don't know if you can go to my screen, Savannah. If you guys saw this, we have gotten here.
Oh my goodness, what?
They're trying to normalize pole dancing for children, because kids pole too.
<I'm> That's not parody or anything?
No.
That's like,
no.
I was not expecting that. First you open up with the lesbian who's like not, like, she's boring and she doesn't want to be boring. So
and demanding respect.
Yeah.
Like, no one deserves my respect. You earn my respect.
She's like, I went out of my way to make myself look as butch lesbian as possible, but right. You guys need to, she never gave her pronoun, by the way. In
she
that
said she's
video.
Trans though. So I think that she thinks she's a boy.
Yeah, but still, like, you at least got to mention it, because what if she's a they?
That's true. It's hard to tell these days.
Or a he, they, sure. Or her, sure. I don't know what they do now.
Oh, her.
They're,
like
they're mixing it. Yeah. You know, they're
genuinely just kind of pick a word at this point, and that can be a gender.
I know.
That's where we're at.
No, really. We've taken a lot. I mean, like, because we've talked about that before. The way that Asians name their children is throwing pieces of metal down some stairs. And we've essentially adopted the Asian culture. It's very, very progressive. And we just sort of, like,
Elijah,
we just make up words.
Please respect the 2SLGBTQQIA+WLMNOP community, please.
We
Wait,
love
is
them.
There two Qs now? There is, right?
There's
there is,
two Qs and they added a 2S at the beginning. So now it literally spells out 2 slug butt. They're the slug butts. We talked about it last episode.
Slug butts. Very yeah. important. Very
what,
important.
What is the second Q for?
Yeah, that's what is a what
queer
does it stand for?
And
nobody knows.
Kitty diddler or something? I don't know.
Oh goodness.
I don't know. No, but like honestly, I mean, we're gonna talk about this. We're gonna get into this because this is not a parody. And I wish life were a parody because it feels a lot like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have and we've talked about this. Half the country thinks our president's a hologram. We now have a fake White House set. Can you put that B-roll up? We have a fake White House. So the first White House wasn't good enough. And we created this. So this is a fake White House with fake lighting and fake plants. Not in the White House that is now being used as the White House. And everyone's supposed to believe this is a very real presidency, except
right.
He's not even running his office from the office of the President of the United States. Like, what the hell?
I don't get it either. They're like TVs because they've shown that scene in multiple times. You know, when he got the jab, when he was announcing something with some other person, each time the window had a different scene in the background.
Those are TV screens?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, it says Build Back Better, you know, like, and yeah, everyone has decals on their windows with their slogan.
Yeah, sure.
Isn't this set right across the street from the White House? Like
the actual White House?
Yeah. Like, isn't it like somewhere like really close by?
Yeah, the executive offices.
Yeah, it's like, what? But why? Like, this is why.
So they tell us.
Maybe. Right. But this is why, like, you can't trust the government with your money, because they're like, oh, what should we do with the taxpayers' money? They're like, oh, let's build another White House, which is already retrofitted for film crews, so we could have nice decorations in the window in the background when, like, certain flowers are out of season. Because that's, like, the distinction. How people spotted this, I believe, is they're like, yeah, that's not in bloom right now.
Yeah, I'm actually going to explain to you why that's like that and why a lot of things are the way they are. We're going to discuss this. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, with your top, I was your top 17 host. They bumped me to 18. I think I'm top 19 host now. They keep pushing me down. It shows you how much they love this show. We always give our new guest Confetti of Color, which is abbreviated COC. Write it blasted in the face. It's 8K graphics. This is what they get, Adam. When they support BlazeTV.com, they get that kind of graphics.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty rare these
days. Looks good. I'm honored.
Before we jump into the story today, I got to let you guys know something extremely important. Obviously, the world is volatile. You never know what's going to happen. And even if you think you're prepared for accidents, you probably are not as prepared for them as you could be, which is why I got to talk to you about joining the Safety Net Club in the community that I have. So if you go to safetynet.club, that's SafetyNet.club, you join a community that allows you to build a safety net that allows you to prepare for the unexpected. Now, what do I mean by that? So when you join, not only do you get this amazing life insurance and accident insurance of $10,000, meaning if you die, I see a lot of people doing GoFundMes to raise money for family members. I just had my mom die. You don't want to be raising money for people for their funerals when they die. You want to be mourning. So if you die, $10,000 gets sent to your beneficiaries to cover costs of your death. It's amazing. Don't leave them with that burden. Also, if you don't die, which I hope you don't, and you just lose an arm or a leg or something bad happens like that, they'll give you $10,000 cash to help cover bills while you're waiting for your medical disability, or you don't even have any. That's pretty hella cool. But also, you also can get access to lots of products. My insurance, for instance, doesn't pay a lot of my bills from the emergency room, and I go into a lot of stupid situations. So for about $15 a month, they cover the gaps up like for hundreds of thousands of dollars that my insurance may not potentially cover for $15 a month. You never know what's going to happen. These Texas roads are kind of crazy, and I think we have one of the highest mortality rates on the roads in the entire country. So obviously I want to fill those gaps. Anyway, see the products that they offer for you. Take your health into your own hands and join the Safety Net community like I have. Get your $10,000 AD&D insurance when you join today. Go to safetynet.club. That's SafetyNet.club. That's SafetyNet.club. So obviously, speaking of the club, we're in the Safety Net Club, but we're not in the club, right?
No.
We're not in their club.
We're not that elite.
No, but if you can bring that back on the screen, true story, they actually had to rebuild a new White House because they wanted to get over transparency clause. So there's like a lot of rules with declaring and writing down logs of who comes in and out of places, right, what's being said and what's not. And by removing the actual work of the president of the United States, the most popular president of the United States, into some building, they have circumvented the entire democratic process and are allowed to run basically a rogue shadow government from that office. And that's what they're doing. And it's a fake White House, a fake set, and it's a real president though. There's no reason to think it's fake.
Yeah, a lot of people I see, he's not my actual president. It's like, okay, well, he is the president of the United States. You have to at least acknowledge that. Whether or not he legitimately won or not, which we can talk about as a whole nother subject, he is, in fact, the president of the United States, which is frightening, actually, because he's a shell, a ghost of his former self.
I didn't realize about the transparency thing. And by the way, most legitimate ever, 87 million votes, whatever he got. Amazing. But I didn't realize the transparency thing. But it actually makes a lot of sense to do that in order to subvert like who's coming in and out of the White House. So if the Trump administration, I hate doing the what if and all that, but if the Trump administration built a secret White House to hide what kind of lobbyists or whoever was visiting the White House, the media would be lighting their hair on fire, and now they're just calling us nuts because we know it's a fake set, and they're like, oh, well, you're trying to say it's a fake president. You're pushing the hologram presidency, which is ridiculous. And in reality, we're just pointing to the fake set to subvert, you know, disclosure requirements in the government.
Yeah, but you know, they mock Joe Rogan. So they always, whenever they're mocking Joe Rogan, it's usually when I want to listen to Joe Rogan. Because you know he's probably on the money. And I like how they were going, Joe Rogan isn't convinced that the president got a third booster shot that was real. And of course, medically speaking, because of even that nurse passing out, you know, right when she got it, et cetera, because of adverse effects, it wouldn't make sense to publicize a medical procedure. It doesn't make sense, actually.
At all.
And then it's like, the best part about this is they're going, ha ha ha, Joe's such a stupid idiot. He takes horse dewormer and he thinks that it could be a fake jab. And I go, they go, he thinks it's staged. And I thought about it for a second. And I go, okay, the president is on a staged in a staged White House set,
right?
In a staged medical procedure, yeah, you'd be a moron to think that the booster shot could have been a staged injection, because obviously that's the only real thing that was happening there, other than the presidency itself.
I love the video too. If you slow it down a little bit, the needle disappears. Did you know? Did you?
But usually,
it?
You know, the needles often go back
in. They go in. Retractable. Okay, that's a normal thing.
Yes, that is actually normal.
All right, because people were spreading that around. I was like,
no, it does. Because that's
kind of weird.
That's a sharp safety thing. Back in.
It's funny that we have to be cautious about saying that it's staged, because it literally is staged. The reason he's doing it on camera is because he thinks that the president, people follow his lead and they'll get the vaccine if he shows you it like doing it. So in terms of intent, it is for the show of it. That's why all of these people are doing that. So if you say maybe it's a little more staged than they're letting on, conspiracy nut, you're psychopathic, look how crazy Joe Rogan is. But in reality, this whole thing is staged. Like, that's why celebrities do it, and it's filmed. Like, I don't know about you, but when I go to the doctor's office, I don't have somebody with the camera in my face so that you can see me get a colonoscopy.
Thank goodness.
Well, they have a camera.
I'm sure they do.
I was like, they have a camera, and they're saying things you don't ever want to see. No, but like, but this is like, if you go back to this is my point about what's fake and what's real. Like, I don't know anymore, because when you go to my screen here from Kenny Webster, how it goes, this is kids poll too. So I think, isn't that Rapunzel or what's her name?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the newest Rapunzel from Disney.
Yeah,
that's
so
terrible.
Rapunzel not only let down her hair, she also spread her legs apparently and pole danced. And it's like, looking to combine element of dance and acrobatics for your child. Don't you love how they just take the sexualization of children and call it acrobatics?
I like
six
how on the
years
side,
plus.
Yeah, I like how on the side how it like, says, what? No worries, your child will be taught age appropriate pole sport techniques only.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's like we're gonna give a lesson on dildos that are age appropriate, 8+. It's like, let's not do it. How about we don't go there? How about we just? How about we stop?
As soon as people start messing with kids, I get super triggered. I'm like, you guys are terrible, evil people. You need to leave kids alone and let them have a real childhood and not injecting your kink on them. Like that's a whole nother conversation where they're like, we need to teach kids kink, and it's like, no, you don't. They need childhoods.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Do you see it says class attire, though? This is what's even weirder. Now, I understand, obviously, like, kids do tumbling and gymnastics and like actual acrobatics, right? And there are pervs everywhere that that's why YouTube changed their policies even on, like, children's videos. And I get that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's just weird when it's like class attire. Like, I don't want someone telling my 7-year-old to wear short shorts. Like, the way they even word it, it's not like, hey, wear spandex and, like, a leotard for your environment. This is literally put on short shorts and a tank top. And I don't like this. It makes me feel weird and uncomfortable, and not because I'm not progressive, but because back when I was growing up, which was very soon, it was just a little while ago. Even today, I have thought that probably where I draw my line is at the pole. Like, you know, they say now, like, where do you draw the line? Okay. It's now at the pole. Like, it's like,
that's it.
Stop.
The pole is the line.
Well, that's one of my lines.
Okay.
We're going to keep going back from there, but definitely
Elijah,
that's some bullshit.
Look at the top comment on this as well from Michelle down there. It says, there's a disclaimer that kids will only be taught age-appropriate pole dancing. It's a sport in a trade school. Face it, not every child can grow up and be a doctor.
Who
that's
is this?
The argument now.
Wow.
Oh, iHeartRadio. Houston. This is like a radio person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Oh,
Michelle on radio. Oh, well, Michelle likes kids doing pole acrobats.
If you can't be a doctor, you might as well just be a stripper. That's your only other option. Sorry, girls.
What's crazy is
they make good money.
Yeah. If you propose legitimate exercise for overweight kids, that's a problem.
Hate crime.
Like,
right.
You're fat phobic. You're nuts. And then you're like, oh, let's teach them to be strippers. You want them to exercise. It's like every single thing that they do is a subversion of like what should be done. It's insane.
Yep.
Like, so we have to all vote obese kids or stripper kids.
And there's a number on there.
What pisses me off is that they gaslight everyone too. They're like, it's the Republicans that are doing all of this, even though they're doing it themselves. You know, they're fat phobic. Well, no, they're actually for health. They want people to be healthy. That's what it's about. It's not even about people being fat. People are fat and they're unhealthy, and they're trying to convince people that it's, I mean, of course, get into the kids.
Yeah. Do you know though, with that it was just a couple days ago? I forgot to bring it up. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can get some confetti of color blasted in the face, boom, for my blind viewers, you don't know what it looks like. It's in my face. It's everywhere. It was actually obesity appreciation, or like fatties appreciation day. And positively, every weird SJW account that was out there was celebrating obesity. And actually now, being obese is not just a choice. And it's not just like, do you remember back in the day when you would say that obesity was a result of laziness or poor health choices?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then they would say their excuse was some people have thyroid issues. Yeah. Remember that? That was the thing. Yeah. Now they have given up the medical excuse and said, actually, being fat is not only positive, it's a revolution. Old Navy, which I don't even want to get into Old Navy, but I don't want to talk about it. But Old Navy has a new commercial celebrating the fact that we've invented new sizes of clothing just to accommodate the enormity of people today, specifically women, who I would say this, where men might go to like porn or like drinking and stuff, negative habits to cope with life. A lot of women find more comfort, I found, in food. Like they just, when they're sad, they eat. When they're happy, they eat. And when they're stressed, they eat. And I get it. I love food too. I love ice cream. But what the hell is this? Let's play this commercial from Old Navy.
I'd be doing something.
I am 100%.
Oh, we're dancing.
I am 100% and I'm only getting better.
Oh.
Yeah, here I come.
Okay. And that's a yeah. Uh-huh.
I am 100%. And I'm only getting better.
Yeah, the revolution starts now. Sizes 0 to 30.
30.
Holy sh. I mean, like, I.
Wow. That's a lot of sizes too.
That's a lot. How do you even stock? Dude, I can't even find a shirt that's stocked in my size now at a store.
Right.
Like, I mean,
I'm just thinking about the size 30 part because I am a size 4 and there is a size 30 now. 30.
And Kez is between a 0 and 2. She like when wow. I like and she's like not like beyond the realm of skinny, and like most girls I know, even if you're thick, you're maybe the most like a 12 or like a 14, even if you're just a real, real curvy chick with big hips. And they always say that, like, I'm curvy. Now they're just like, hey, I'm a fat.
Matter what size you are.
And you better clothe me.
I'm a planet. Respect me.
I have my own gravitational force revolving around me. Actually, do you know what's funny? So me and Kez, Seth, were laughing so hard because there was this, there's this really, really morbidly obese woman that like everyone's like, you go queen. And I always like repost her videos. I'm like, yeah, slay. Mm-hmm. And then Kez was, you know, Kez is racist against British people. So Kez was like, I can tell a person's British. And I was like, why? Like, 'cause her face looks deformed and smushed. And I was like, ah, okay. Brutal. So I go in there and I'm like, and she's like, yeah, I found out she has a YouTube channel. Watch how yucky her accent is. And so then we're sitting there and dude, this girl was like, I got the new ASOS haul in it. And she pulls up her shirt. She's like, I got a shirt. They have a shirt in my site in it. And she brings it up. And I swear to God, This shirt was so big, it covered the whole camera. And then I was like, I sat there and Kez was like, yeah. She's like, I'm so glad they have it in my size. And Kez is like, we have a few of those shirts laying around our house and we sleep with them, use them as blankets every night.
You know,
like,
sometimes
they sell those. They sell those at Target and they're in the blanket section.
Truly, Elijah, I've walked into women's clothing stores and I get confused sometimes because I'm like, why are all these clothes so big? And I'm like, oh, I'm in the plus size section. But it's just kind of crazy how we've gotten to that. The
Savannah's
point.
Savannah's one of like, their legs. Like Savannah just fits in the leg.
No, literally, I'm like, what is this? Yeah.
It's a blanket. Like, yeah. like remember when that girl complained they didn't have towels that fit fat people? And I was like, ma'am, you're looking for a blanket in queen size and it's the next aisle over.
Yeah.
And I'm not making fun of them. It's like, my point is that I understand being fat is it's difficult. And it's like, I'm sure there are medical reasons, but the most reason why we're obese is because our food is high calorie, low nutritional value. People are lazy, don't want to cook for themselves. They eat too much of portions. They don't exercise. They're sedentary. And there's a culture that promotes that kind of lifestyle.
If this woman actually danced like this every single day, I bet you she wouldn't be a size 30.
Yeah. Good point. Ooh. That's a good point.
True.
Brutal.
That's all I have to say.
Like Adam's like, I don't want to comment on this. I don't get hate. No, people are saying this that you know that sometimes we're really harsh on obesity. Why aren't we?
I know.
Why is it not like it's like we have a society that promotes pole dancing for children and fat adults.
Right.
Like, that's kind of effed. We should be hard on this stuff because it's objectively hurting our culture. Like, it is. We are in a pandemic. We are in an endemic of the obese.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look at 2020. I mean, and the statistics of who was actually getting COVID the worst, right? Who was actually succumbing to it and falling ill? It was the old people, which makes sense because their bodies are old, their immune systems are shot, and obese. That was it. It wasn't healthy people. It wasn't people like you and me. Like, I'm younger, I'm healthy, I'm not afraid of it. But it's the obese that were really getting hit by it. And everyone's like, oh man, COVID's the worst. And it's like, well, what about our whole society that's built on making sure this is positive, being fat and obese? How is that normalized?
It's a complete change in like what it used to mean to be a liberal or accepting, because before it was like it's not about lifestyle choices. These are innate things and you shouldn't be judged based on that. And to a certain extent, we all agree you shouldn't be judged on your innate characteristics. Now it's whatever lifestyle choice, no matter how unhealthy, no matter how destructive, that is seen to be good. Like, that's something that you have to praise. And even though this is preventable, like, this is something, like, you don't have to be so big that you have to go to Home Depot to get a tarp to get it, because, like, you're talking about blankets. Yeah, they're tarps. Like, that's what these people are wearing. And, like, I don't even blame Old Navy for selling jeans to these people, because they exist. Go look at the people of Walmart. Like, they're huge, and I get it. You need a lot of fabric for these people. How Old Navy's doing that for just $10.99 a pair of jeans, I'll
probably
never know.
Probably from China.
Yeah, I guess. But like,
enslave a few more Indonesian children.
Right.
But it's the glorification of it. It's like, oh, we're happy, like, we're fat and we're dancing. Like, even that chick that used to be on that HBO show, Girls, Lena Dunham, even she, when she lost weight, was like, and she didn't lose that much, but when she lost weight, she was like, you know, I feel better. I always thought people were bullying me about being fat, but like, when I dropped weight, I actually started to feel better. It's like, yes, we're trying to help you.
And they hated her for that.
Yeah.
They were so angry. They're like, how dare you're fat phobic. She's like, I just feel healthy. Like, what are you talking about?
She was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's good. And
trying to promote this.
Well, I think they did that with Adele too. And a couple, is her name Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, not Melissa McCarthy. I can't remember her name. But
Rebel Wilson?
No, it is Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, basically, obese celebrities, they lose weight, and then society gets so pissed off at them. Well, the fat portions of society, because they no longer feel validated with their lifestyle choices, because the person that they looked up to for these bad lifestyle choices decided to drop the weight, and they're like, well, that's fat phobic now.
Are you saying the largest portion of society got upset with
them? I'm not saying that.
Well, when people's whole lifestyle gets challenged, there's like a emotional response. You know, it happens on so many different subjects, and this is one of them. You know, when all of a sudden your worldview is challenged by, I mean, we kind of talked about it earlier. Like, I don't talk about being vegan, but whenever it comes up and people find out that I am, they're like, oh, I need to tell this person why I eat meat still. And I'm like, I don't care. You know, I could tell that you're being defensive because your worldview is now up to debate. And I'm like, I don't care, you know, but when it's unhealthy, when it's, I don't know, and it's becoming normalized, like, I don't care what you eat as long as you know it's healthy for you or whatever. I do it for me. But when you're really unhealthy and you're promoting it to others, like fast food culture, like you said, people don't cook their own foods. It's cheaper and it's healthier.
Yeah.
People should do that. People should normalize cooking for themselves.
It doesn't take that long to actually cook. Like, normally when I'm at home, I do all the cooking. It's quick.
Yeah.
Like, under an hour, totally fine.
Whoa, under an hour? An hour of cooking?
Yeah. And that's like,
people don't have that kind of time.
And that's like, you leave the rice on the pot for like, you know, 20
just
minutes.
Get an air fryer. It'll save your life. A crock pot and air fryer. You can get a lot done. Yeah. But you know what?
Actually,
I know we talked about this a little bit a few days ago on my other show too, but we didn't get to get into it a lot. Is that Australia? I don't know if you've seen what's been going on there, but Australia found a solution to the obesity crisis. In fact, you know, sort of the United States, I think on last episode, we talked about 1,400 healthcare workers being fired from New York's largest healthcare system. Yeah. Yesterday, Kaiser Permanente fired 2,200 of their staff because they weren't vaccinated. I do want to remind you guys that I have exemption resources for vaccines
in my bio on slightlyoffensive.tv on Instagram, and you can find them. They will work 100%. They have for every sort of denomination. It's important that you get a religious authority to sign off on them. It is possible that I can sign off on them as well, since I did go to seminary and everything, and I have a history and degrees in this. And you also need to get them notarized by somebody as well under perjury and of law. But they do work. They've been working for at least dozens of people that have accessed them. They're provided by the people at gab.com. They are very thorough, and you can feel free to edit them as not to lie and make sure you edit out the clauses that don't apply to you. I have not heard of them not working for anybody. And specifically, you know, they'll ask you to prove your faith or different things like that, but you have to be thorough. And I just want to remind you, if you go to slightlyoffensive.tv on Instagram, in the bio, there's a link with all downloadable PDFs that you can access in a trove to get medical exemptions for a variety of reasons, including for religious. And I encourage you to check it out because it is working for the people that I know. But one way to keep people from getting fat is just starve them because they can't make money. And I just want to bring this back up, that the Australia Premier, Dan Andrews, their governor.
Yeah, this guy.
He's a...
Yeah, he is.
He loves it. Like, he really loves the power trip. And that's what scares me about humans during all this. Like, I know you read about authoritarians and tyrants, and you go like, who would do that? Like, right. when you're in, like, seventh grade, you're like... Why would Hitler do that or whatever? Right. You don't really like get it. You're going, I don't like, who are these people? And then you see them and you watched during this pandemic how they just absorbed the power and then it changed them and how much they love it and they can't give it up. And you go, I think this is like a drug. Like a power is, like I get the power trip. Like they're on a trip.
Definitely.
It's scary though. I mean, it's scary because the police brutality in Australia is insane.
It is. Shout out to Abby. Because he's doing amazing work. Yeah, Yemeni.
Yeah.
He's great. And you can almost see that when people get angry at him, he always talks about it too. He's like, oh, well, these people that are getting angry at this, well, they're the ones who we need to come down on because that's why this pandemic is still going on. And, oh, yeah, that's why. Sure. Right. That's why you need to maintain the authority to lock people's in their homes and get that new app that they're the new contact tracing that they've got where, all right, well, at any moment we might send you a message and you have to take a picture of your face and send it in. And we need to, you know,
read the metadata.
So we know that it's you and know that where you're at, or the police are coming for you. It's like, wow. They're really locking it down.
Yeah, listen to this. We have this video here. And again, we talked about this on the other show, You Are Here, which you were on last night. So that was really cool. And we appreciated having you on.
Yeah, it was great.
That was really good. You guys should check out that video. Also, Sean was on the other night as well. But let's play this video from Australia just to remind you how literally ridiculous we've gotten in this world.
So first of all, I can announce that by Friday the 15th of October, every single authorised worker that is on that authorised worker list, whether they be in Melbourne or in regional Victoria, will need to have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That is, if they want to continue working.
If there's people that don't want this mandatory vaccine, how do we manage this?
Well, then they won't be going to work.
Okay.
It's very, very simple. It's very simple. We want to open the place up. I'm not taking lectures on freedom from people who will hold all of us back.
Yeah, wait. So right. Cut
we
that
wanna
there.
We want to be free. Wow. We're going to be.
Think that the people that you're locking up, if you don't open back up, the reason why you're not opening back up is because the people that you locked up.
Like, yeah, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these sheep, these people that are so caught up in believing everything he says, their anger is now directed at me. I'm unvaccinated. I'll talk about it. I don't care. But I am now a threat. I had COVID. I don't know, you know, like, I don't know, we can get into that conversation, but it's like, I'm not afraid of it. But I also have the antibodies and I'm not worried because, you know, whatever, but they're making us be the people that their anger is at instead of they're the one, he's the one that is authoritarian. That man right there, this guy loves it too. You can, then they won't go to work. Then they won't eat.
How do you even say that with a straight face?
How do you, like, and believe it?
Yeah. Well, then you don't get to, because you know, did you notice that a lot of the cities like in Italy, in France, in, I think even in Los Angeles are all turning the vax passport, their vax passports into reality on the same date, October 15th. How are all the big cities yeah. around the world randomly putting in their own vax passport systems have the exact same day that they're mandating them.
Build back better.
Well, there's always some coordination and all that. But we have to always remember Rahm Emanuel, the most honest a politician has ever been, never let a good crisis go to waste. And
yeah.
he literally said in the follow-up, what I mean by that is you can use it as an opportunity to do things that you already wanted to do but never could. And that's what we're seeing across the world. All these governments are pushing policies, not just the vaccine passports, but the IRS right now is trying to make your bank disclose your account information if you have more than $600 in it.
Well, that's infrastructure.
That's part of the infrastructure package, but they're trying to pass the infrastructure to help us build back better from the pandemic.
Sean, did Ridiculous. You also see the Forbes headline that just came out as well, where the government is asking Google to see people's search results? Because they're saying...
Yeah. Secretly.
Yeah, secretly. It secretly came out in these documents, and they're saying, oh, well, it's because, you know, if you looked up this sexual assault victim's name, then we can stop a crime beforehand. And it's like, okay, well, what's to stop them from looking up, you know, somebody who is maybe a fan of Donald Trump or is looking up, like, anti-vaccine information? What's to stop them from taking that next step?
Yeah, even mm-hmm. phone numbers. This has to do with their look to get parents who are resisting critical race theory.
They're domestic having it where, terrorists.
Where if you, yeah, but yeah. if you even look up like the number or an address, let's just say of like a school board meeting that they can now track you. And it's this, what is the name of that? Unmasking. Yeah. So the way that this is like they can't obviously, even with the Patriot Act, because there's limitations to get, you know, FISA warrants and whatnot to actually monitor your citizens. It's totally unconstitutional, absolutely illegal.
Yeah.
And it's a police state and it's wrong, but that's not enough for them. So they legitimately have to go in and go, well, now we need a way to just grab people we don't like. And so now, for instance, it's like they can permanently track my information and my computers and what I'm searching online because I might have typed in the Capitol building Lego set. And Elijah was there. So then now we can always look at him up because now he's always a threat, because everyone knows if you build a Capitol Lego set, you're probably trying to blow up the building.
Yeah, no, it's.
I mean, that's the biggest
and
sign.
And you were there that day too. So
yeah, so everybody
you're
knows.
Definitely on that list.
Target yeah. Target is a terrorist recruiting center. They sell it to this day. They're like trying to get kids started. They're like, let's go.
Yeah, it's bullseye logos.
Yeah,
you know, it's a full one to. Perfect scale, right? So you know exactly where all the buildings yeah. are.
They literally have AOC's off campus office yeah. where you can actually go to plan to do bad things to her. It's horrible. I can't. It's in. It's like
can't
it,
believe it's yeah. a Lego set.
I know. I was building the. I was kids. Building the AOC like character. I was like, this is so real.
It wasn't even assembled. So just looking at the box, like that makes you a terrorist.
It does.
That's enough. You're a domestic terrorist.
No,
that's
it really
enough.
Is. And you know what? Speaking of that, with them spying on you, I got to remind you guys that people do spy on you, and there's not always a way to stop it. But obviously, companies are spying on you every single day, selling your information to people around you. And of course, you know, you could do a lot of things to try to prevent it. That. You know, could help, or you can do something that will help, which is by using a VPN, specifically one that I use and trust, that doesn't slow down your devices, that doesn't cause any problems when it comes to protecting your information from the people who want to use it against you. Yeah, tech companies, I don't know if you know about this, they hate you. They hate me and they hate all of us. And they sell our information and profit off of us. And so we got to protect that information. We got to keep ourselves anonymous online. And you know what? Going incognito mode is not exactly as incognito as you think, which is why you got to go to expressvpn.com/offensive. When you go to expressvpn.com/offensive, with just a few clicks, you can secure any device, phone, tablet, computer. Yes, anything that you own that's connected to the internet, you should use this so you can bounce your IP address, which is your special ID. It's like the Vax card for your internet signal, and they can track you with it. Well, bounce it all around the country from server to server in their special technology called Protected Server, where they actually hide your information, scramble your IP, and give you an anonymous point online. If you go to expressvpn.com/offensive, that's expressvpn.com/offensive. Again, that's expressvpn.com/offensive. Today, you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/offensive to find out how to get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. Protect yourself and the things that matter most, like your information online. And it is true, though, with this kind of stuff happening and what's going on, that it's getting to a point to where, like we're saying with the kids, is like obviously we draw our line way before pole dancing, but we've gotten to this because we've allowed it to happen. We've allowed the world, we've allowed evil because we don't know how to stop it. Like,
I don't that's think that's what the right is. Way of saying it. It's not that we allowed, it's that we, most people are too busy living their lives, right. trying to work hard for their own, which is good. People should be focused on their lives to strengthen themselves and not see what's happening. So like allowing it is knowing that it's happening. It's like now we know that it's happening. And that's one of the blessings of being locked down for so long. Everyone's looking and sharing information again and really paying attention, because what else are they going to do, right? Everyone wants to know, why are we locked down? And then all this information is now flooding in. So they're aware of all the stuff that's going on. So it has happened, but not because we allowed it. I mean, you could put it that way, right? But I think that that's almost like placing blame on people. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to say it's our fault for allowing it. Look, it's here. This is what it is. These people that have pushed it have taken over all these different industries and pushed their ideology now. And it is a problem. All right. So however we got here, we're here. Right. And we need to take care of it.
The slippery slope slips so fast. It's hard to even manage this. Because remember when they were trying to say pole dancing is just exercise. It's just normal exercise, has no sexual connotation at all for adults. That was like 8 days ago. Now they're like, kids need to go to
that Thursday that we were debating whether or not you could pole dance.
Now they're like, kids, well, it's exercise now. We'd like let that be normalized. And now they're like, of course we have classes for kids. It's sliding so quickly that we're not even aware of it. And it's hard to know, you know, because you're like, oh, I guess women are learning how to be strippers for free instead of for money. So I guess that's fine.
Like, at the age of seven.
Yeah, and then it's 7-year-olds coming in.
Yeah, 7-year-old women.
You can't be a doctor. You got to start looking at other choices, Sean. Right.
Sav, it's classes for you and your friends.
That's a really drop in the bar from doctor to, you know what, we're going to bring it all the way down to just stripper.
Not every kid can be a doctor, so get them into the sex industry. You're like, you know what's interesting too about that is that's what it's like. And I see what you're saying. And I'm not trying to place like the blame on us. That's not what I meant.
No, I get
it. But what I mean by that, by we allowed it, and I think it's important to explain, is that what we would have to do to these people, I could not say. Because it's like when you look at societies in the past, and I'm not promoting genocide or anything like that. But when you look at societies and how they involved their undesirables, like some cultures like had, you know, if kids were like retards or like, I guess maybe Down syndrome or something, they sometimes they just like throw them off a cliff or whatever. In the temples of where they had like orgies and stuff, and they would have like they'd have these like extra like unwanted kids. They'd offer them like Molech and stuff. Okay, that's babies.
Yeah.
Today we have a process for that. It's called abortion, and it's murdering a child in the womb for inconvenience sake.
There's people out there that say babies aren't actually people until 3 years old, and they're like, yeah. So before that, before they really become a person, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, wow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like
where they're at right now.
But we have like we do have a place and system in our society that says that there is a way to like kill off people that you find are undesirable and not helpful to the benefit of you, because you benefiting society means you taking control of your reproductive health. Like, track with me here so that YouTube doesn't, you know, take us off for this. But I'm saying there is still a system in our society that says, for the benefit of society, we're going to need to kill some people. Like, that's still involved. And that's also, on top of that, that involves war, right? And that is different. But the wars we fight today are not just in moral wars. It is literally just like, hey, let's go kill 800,000 brown people in sand caves so that we can, you know, control oil and have strategic military bases. I don't know if that's a fair trade-off. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is, like, we're not in some different position in the past. But these people, I'm not saying to kill them or anything like that, but these people are destroying our country. They're pushing us in a bad position.
Yeah.
And definitely. And I don't know what to do with them, because it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, overseas, when we don't like someone, we say go to war with them. So war is justified when they're overseas and we don't like somebody, then we go to war with them. Domestically, they say that should never happen here. No one wants war to happen. Right. And that's why I'm saying we let it happen, is that people are like, besides like going to war with the people that disagree with me ideologically or like exterminating them, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to do nothing. Because it seems like that's all humanity knows, is like to kill each other or just let it fester. And these people are playing to win. They're trying to have sex with your kids. Like, and they're going to get there. And I, you know, Fleck has used to say something, one of my best friends used to say this all the time. And they said this like 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago, when it sounded crazy. But he would say like, we're going to get to the point where you're a bigot if you don't let another man fuck your son.
That's messed up.
Yeah, but like he would say that, and it was like, And people are like, that is disgust. What? And it's like, it is disgusting. It's horrifying.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But like, that's kind of like, you look at that comment already. Like, oh, you're not going to let your daughter pole dance? What if she doesn't become a doctor? Then her failure is on your hands. You're like, right. My daughter's seven, ma'am. I don't even want her to know pole dancing exists.
Right, exactly.
And like, so I'm trying to walk the line carefully. But I'm just saying, like, that's why I think people let it happen. They don't know what to do. Because like, it just seems like from birth to adult life, all humans know is either kill each other or
pole dance.
Or pole dance.
But before you start rallying the army, like, I do want to point out that the politically engaged people, I know you're not, the politically engaged people are a small percentage of the population. Like, who we should try to win over, like, that we should target is the 95% of people that aren't paying attention to this, that are just reacting to the pop culture. Like, this is why taking over the culture should be the goal. Because that's where the battle happens, because they're using Hollywood, they're using all these, like, you know, celebrities and all this to push all of their causes on every single front. They're controlling, like, corporate institutions to institute their causes as policy. That's where we have to do the pushback. Like, conservatives have abandoned culture war stuff, like, for a long time, and we're seeing the consequences of a culture completely dominated by the left. But the general population, they're just going along with it. And I hate to be one of those guys that's like, sheep boy, I'm not going in that direction. But they just don't have time to pay attention to the day-to-day political issues that we all pay attention to. We're the weird ones in that we're like battling with the other weird ones on the other side that are paying attention to this stuff. But it's the cultural institutions that we need to fight for, not physically against these people with a million.
But
pronouns.
How could you without imploding them? Because the institutions, it seems like there's, how would you get them back? Like, this has been decades of fight. Like, they took control over decades of slow and steady race. Right. And now years. We're here. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying about, like, that's why I'm not blaming people, because I get it's hard, but that's what it feels like. It's because you can't do anything, because everything you would do or say you could do would either get you kicked offline, make you a potential prisoner. And as I said in this show last time, I said, remember, if anybody's trying to promote you to do violence in any chat, for sure, FBI agent.
True.
Like, just so you know, they're like, hey, we're going to take this back through violence. It's like, you're talking to an FBI agent. Like, have you seen that meme where it's like the hot girl and she's like texting and it's like the FBI agent and she's like, baby, so you did get the fertilizer? Did you pick up, just confirm, did you pick up the fertilizer? Oh, and it's like, that's literally the, I'm just saying,
it's
like,
true.
Like,
I mean, it's, they, the Governor Whitner.
They're baiting you to do something. Yeah.
Most of the people involved were FBI agents. There was like
so crazy.
4 out of 12 or something were regular guys that were just being manipulated. It's crazy.
Those are my favorite plots where, like, we stopped the terrorist plot.
And that you started.
You find out that they rented the truck. They said that there were explosives in the
truck.
They
brought everyone together.
Like, there was a friend who didn't go along, so they replaced that guy with an agent. And it's just like a really dumb guy driving a truck that they're like, okay, you drive this here. And then they pull him over. They're like, nailed it.
Got you.
They're like, this guy was going to blow up everything, but we intercepted every single spot. And
yeah, even the 1993 bombings of the World Trade Center, et cetera. Like, it, and what's even crazy as you go into that, I was up early this morning because my upstairs neighbors are just, they, God's testing me every day. But I was there and I'm thinking, like, I randomly just thought, did we even find out what happened to that Malaysia flight, like 370 or whatever? Did we ever have an explanation?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
And I know there were some very important people on that plane, by the way. Remember that. That was like very important people. I believe one of like the co-owners of Semiconductor Microchips was on there. Then the patent switched to the one person that got like global control. And there was a key scientist on there. Wow. And I remember, like, we never explained it. It was just like, they were like, yeah, the best explanation
sucks.
Was like, The pilot was suicidal and killed a co-pilot and crashed into the ocean. And we found like 18 parts in like 12 countries that could be like bolts from it. But we don't know anything. And you go, huh, move along. And like the Las Vegas shooting, it's like,
too many discrepancies.
Yeah, you go, and then they were like, it was because he had an AR with a bump stock. Let's ban bump stocks. Hey, move along. He injured 900 people. I was just reading. I think the total number was 900.
That's crazy.
The most deadly. He didn't kill him, but 900.
One person.
And yeah, and every single gun and ballistic expert says it's like an M240, I think B, is that what it is? Like the rate of fire is, it's an actual government like machine gun.
Okay.
And then I think his like girlfriend was like an FBI informant or something to that regard.
Of course.
And it's just like, move along. Yeah. And I feel like in society, that's what I'm saying, is that things are so effed. Like, I don't even know what I know and I don't know what I don't know.
That's a good point.
The Malaysia thing I had heard and it's still not confirmed, you're right. That they're like, oh, well, a sensor malfunctioned. So instead of making that short, it was like a 45 minute flight. Instead of making that, they turned left and then went all the way south until they ran out of fuel. And I'm like, wouldn't a pilot be like, hey,
Why are we going this way?
I'm about to run out of fuel, and this is supposed to be like 40.
Well, he was suicidal, so.
But that's the theory, but we don't have the black box, like, right? You know. But that was,
yeah, the only suicidal pilot that we've heard on a commercial airliner that somehow we can't retrieve the plane, kind of like 9/11 and things like that, you know?
Yeah, weird discrepancies.
Weird. It's always weird that the things that change the course of human history and cause huge problems can never be explained, but we can weaponize the FBI against concerned parents in community classrooms.
That they're, I mean, because critical race theory itself is just, it's racist, you know? Like, where are we? Like, I was thinking about it earlier when you were talking about body positivity, right? But we're not allowed to judge people on certain characteristics, but they're teaching that we should judge people and treat people differently based on other characteristics. So, well, which is it? You know, are we allowed to judge for characteristics or not? It's like, I think it should be the who you are as a person. That's what should make, you know, the type of person you are. And that's what I'm going to judge you on. If you're cool with me, if you're honest to me, that's what I'm going to focus on. Not anything of what you look like, right? But if you're unhealthy, and people who I know that are unhealthy, I want to, hey, maybe you should be healthy so you can live longer. Like, I want you to be healthy for your health, because I care about you, right? It's not from a place of malice. I'm not trying to fat shame people. It's that I want people to be healthy. It's not an attack. I'm trying to help, right? And they see it as an attack, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel about the critical race theory, where they're essentially like taking some of the most negative aspects of black culture and saying that any attempt to remove those aspects of that culture is cultural genocide. So I've gotten into this argument multiple different times. Good about point. These schools that teach in like Ebonics. They have a new word for it, like African American Vernacular English. Because anytime
young speak,
yeah, anytime something has like a negative connotation, the left just invents a new word for it because like it's like a facelift.
Yeah,
like when you have cancer, it doesn't solve the cancer. You just change the face, so I guess you look nicer. So we have classrooms that teach kids in this like vernacular. That like no book is written in, no textbook, nothing like that, that prevents them from being able to go into the workforce. We talk about foreigners that are coming in and taking advantage and like outpacing Americans. A lot of that is because they come from nations where they learn English, because when they learn English in those nations, they're actually learning English. But we're trying to keep this, and we wonder why the reading scores of black kids comparatively are much lower than they should be, even though theoretically they've been in this country speaking English for generations. It's because we keep catering to these negative aspects. And if you read critical race theory scholars, they defend this. So like we're basing curriculum on stuff that we know fails these kids. And then we're blaming the disparity that results from these curriculums on some kind of like vague systemic racism out there in the ether.
Equity.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You know what? I was going to say this. That's why even do we have that B-roll? It's because, you know, we live in a culture too like that with critical race theory that actually ends up blaming white people for all black people's problems. And the black community has a ton of problems, a ton of issues. A lot of communities have a ton of issues. Sure. And, you know, their understanding of history is not what's going to solve the current things. Do we have the robbery, Savannah, like this is in Chicago. This has become just normal in LA and San Francisco. You'll always notice one thing about every robber and every one of these videos. Guess what it is? They're always young. They're always young. No matter what video you see, there's never old people. And they, you know what? They all look the same. You go, what is a similar trending thing? Ah, youthfulness and the energy to rebel. And I think that as they come together, it's like they're looting a Louis Vuitton. I think that's how you pronounce that, right? Louis Vuitton. They're looting a store. This is happening all over the country. And you know what we're being told? Well, this is just part of how they are.
Reparations.
Yeah, it's part of how they are. It's just things. It's just things. And it could be replaced, like Don Lemon said. Don Lemon. Yeah.
Well, they're all Aladdins. I don't know if you know that. They're stealing because they need bread for their family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no other way. Like,
a couple of crumbs.
Didn't you hear the Disney soundtrack in the background? No, this is crazy. These flash mobs. And if you look at the headlines of this, it will say teens. All right. It's always like teens or youths or something like that.
You're not lying.
But the thing is that prevents us from knowing like information and noticing these patterns. And it prevents the public from noticing these patterns. Because if you go to the comments, the public comments, they'll tell you what's going on. It's young black men mostly stealing, and this has been happening all over.
Black. This is new to me.
Yeah, it's like,
how could you see it from there? They were pretty far there.
Couldn't even tell. But like Colin Flaherty is a guy I've been going through one of his books, and he documents just thousands of instances of this, and then he compares it to the reporting. So like the other thing that they like to do is minimize the amount of people in these instances. So if you get surrounded by like a group of 20 black teens, and it only works for black teens because anytime you can maximize white criminals or any other type of criminals, you do it, and four of them assault you, and the other ones only prevent you from leaving, you know, so they do participate in the assault, the newspaper will only report the people that hit you. So even though it was a group of 20, like in this operation, and anybody who saw it will tell you that, they'll minimize it. So in this reporting right here, there could have been a much bigger operation. There's definitely lower estimates, even though the video shows us what we can clearly see. All right. And by the way, people shame the people filming this. They're like, you're snitching. Like, why are you trying to help Louis Vuitton? Like, no, we can't live in a society that perpetuates theft. Like, this is one of the reasons why people don't want to invest in the neighborhoods where these people live in.
Oh, yeah.
So again, we cater to the worst elements of certain cultures that over time produces disparities. And then the left labels the disparities that are caused by their softness on crime as systemic racism. But like, good who point. Wants to invest in that neighborhood?
Right.
Nobody.
I don't want
to.
That's
a good point.
I know. And look at that. And I mean, you look even right now, Austin, Texas, we have here from Fox News, it just came out that Austin, Texas police to stop responding to non-emergencies beginning today. So it's like when it just comes to like theft and these things, and I'm going to respond. They don't even care.
Non-emergencies.
We had a bunch of break-ins where I live and they didn't even respond. They were like, okay, well, we'll just call in a report. And it was like, oh, they like stole cars. And it's like, oh, well, we'll write down the license plate and look for them.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oops.
Mm.
Oops.
Are you... you know, is an imminent threat right now? No? All right, cool. We'll call you back.
Dude, you know what? You know,
email us.
Do you know that's one of my insurance when they stole my cat converter out in front of the studio here? And when the insurance was like, why didn't you call the police? And I was like, oh, it literally Dallas police said they're not responding to vehicle break-ins and stuff. And like, oh, really? Okay. And it wasn't even like, they didn't fight me on it. They're just like, oh yeah, I guess sounds pretty normal. It sounds pretty status quo. The police don't enforce the law anymore. And I go, yeah, because obviously if you look at some of the footage of who's breaking into the cars where I live, it's very inconvenient. But I got to tell you this, I can't allow you to steal Louis Vuitton, but I can give you a steal of a price on some of the best headphones that you can get for the cost. And of course I'm talking about Raycons. A lot of you guys have been getting these and giving me really good reviews. I've told you about Raycons. What's interesting is that a lot of other headphones are just very expensive. And so people like to compare headphones, like, this one's better. And you're like, how much was that? And they're like, $600. And you're like, oh, well, I don't want to spend $600 on headphones. I want something that's actually affordable, and I want something that looks good. And then you go to an affordable one, and then it's like, they're just horrible, and then they don't even look good. And you're like, well, you know, I'm talking about like the fake ones where they're like bulk pods or something like that. Like, what's going on? And so you're like, I want something that has quality for the right price, and that I can, that looks stylish. What's the answer? Let me tell you. Raycons. If you go to buyraycon.com/offensive, that's buyraycon.com/offensive. These are great headphones for the value of what you get. And you get 15% off right now if you order today, and you can get a few pairs. I actually got mine in blue because I never really thought about trying blue ones. And I got it because specifically when I'm like working out or running, I want something that's really small that fits nicely in the ear. It comes with the different attachments. And you know what? That's what it is. And it's also like water resistant and stuff like that. So it doesn't get like clogged. And I'm able to just like stick them in really quickly. They have a long battery life and they did not break the bank. So it's because I'm notorious for losing headphones. I don't know if you're like, I always lose one of my headphones. So I bought a couple, and that's what's really nice is I'm kind of like bougie like that. Now I have like three pairs of headphones, and then I can just, and I honestly lose them and re-find them. I don't know if I'm a notorious loser and finder, where like I lose a pair of headphones and I find them 2 weeks later and I cycle them out. So if you're looking for something amazing, especially as Christmas is coming up, friends' birthdays, go to buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive. Get 15% off, buy a pair for a friend today. And I know, Sav, your dad wanted a pair too. Did you ever get him one?
I did not. Boom. Sorry.
Bad Daughter Award. Sorry. Bad Daughter Award. Bad Daughter Award.
And your dad is awesome, too. Shameful. Like, come on.
Bad daughter.
I know. I go and I shout out my dad on various shows. So this
he's
is
so
like
supportive.
The fifth one. I, he is. I love my dad. He's the best. He no, deserves
and he super chatted me.
He did. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's awesome.
No, you know, okay. And so I want to say this, though. Obviously, just remind you guys that this is a audio-only podcast, and that if you're listening online right now, that you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I don't think you can, but Google Play, anywhere else, and we'll read it at the end. I did want to say how bad things are getting, though. I want to play this video that, it is now getting to the point that not only can you not receive patient care if you are not vaccinated. I don't know if you've seen this. I've had someone reach out in Canada. They're not allowed to get heart surgery because they're not vaccinated. Yeah. You can't get organ transplants because you're not vaccinated. But now they're saying that nurses providing patient care that are unvaccinated is unethical. Let's listen to this.
So I shouldn't have to explain.
Why is he in the shower?
I don't know. For an unvaccinated nurse to be providing direct patient care, but I'm going to do it anyways. A nurse who is eligible to take the vaccine but refuses to do so based on their personal views that are informed by misinformation is not providing ethical care in any context with any patient. Because now that anti-vax nurse has allowed their personal views to influence the care that they are providing to their patient, simply because they've thrown evidence-based practice out the window and they haven't been informing their views or their practice with the actual research behind these vaccines, and they're putting their patients at risk. So I shouldn't have to explain how it is unethical.
Hold on. These videos piss me off so much. These people that think that they're so knowledgeable about a subject that they can essentially just lecture out into the world as if there's someone to listen to. I don't know who this guy is. And they're talking about – he called her an anti-vax, the nurse that he's referring to talking about, whatever. Anti-vax. No. They're not anti-vax. They're anti-mandate. Everyone that I know that hasn't gotten it is like, I just don't want it for me, and I'm against the mandates. All right? I'm not anti-vax. All right? If you're at risk, you should get it, right? If you feel like you need it because you don't want the adverse effects of COVID and you don't think your body can handle it, you should get the vaccine. But I don't want to be mandating anything to anyone. You should want to get it. But he's vilifying them. You know, it's more same with the premier of what he was doing. It's making the people that are not getting the vaccine the enemies, really driving it home. And this guy, first off, all I can hear is the water. It's so distracting. It's
and, like, the, and the, who, you want to be the taken Whoville haircut. You know, it looks literally, the Grinch lives at the tip of his hair.
Such a serious person to listen to and believe what he's saying.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I'm in a shower and I'm about to show you my f***ing balls. But before I do that, let me just be a
fucker and let me lecture you.
Yeah, and lecture you out of the shower. So first of all, if you are trained medically, I'm in the shower, so I know more than you, and you should not be allowed to provide health care. And that's where you get into the interesting thing, is that's what this is all about, is taking away people's rights to make money because they don't fall in line with the state. And I know you're not even against the COVID vaccine at all.
No, I would say get it, but I'm not trying to sell it on behalf of any of these companies.
Right.
And like, it's, first of all, that guy had the water running. His hair is clearly not wet. So like, he just wanted the audio to be worse in his video unnecessarily. That gives you a hint on how rude he is. But my mom's a nurse. She works in a hospital in New York. She got the vaccine, but they're firing staff that last year were heroes because they were willing to work with bad equipment that they had to reuse. They usually throw it out and replace it.
Mm-hmm.
And now those same people who are willing to work are all of a sudden villains. So we're firing them, which is creating a hospital staffing shortage. And it's not just nurses. It's also doctors and surgeons. Like, people who are irreplaceable at these hospitals are being fired because they don't want to take the vaccine. And by the way, they're willing to risk it and getting COVID, even working with these COVID patients, and somehow they're the villains. Like, it's ridiculous. If all the data, like these science nerds that are like, oh, get the vaccine and all that, it says it works. It says your chances of being infected, if you have it, are incredibly low compared to the general population. So, like, why are all these people, I know there's propaganda making them afraid, but why are all these people who are vaccinated more afraid than the unvaccinated population?
Right.
Like, remember, it's supposed to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated now, but they're freaking out.
Which is insane. And they're all medical professionals. These people understand medical papers. They understand how to read this kind of stuff. and they're in the industry. Like you said, they were heroes last year, right? Mm-hmm. So they've been around and probably are more informed on all of this stuff than most of the population. And if they're not taking it, why?
Well, listen to this. This is so crazy. From ABC News, if you can bring this up. This is just in October 6th. More Americans have died from COVID-19 this year than from the virus in all of 2020, according to newly updated data from Johns Hopkins University.
How is that possible?
How is that possible?
I'm just saying, as we've vaccinated, as the year of vaccinations, more people are dying this year.
It's not possible.
I think we're at over half of the country has been exposed to at least or contracted. Because by the end of December 2020, it was 1/3 of Americans. And if you use the same term, if you use the same spreading, especially with not being locked down, this is what's interesting about this. So let's just say this, and I'm going to suggest this, and this is not medical advice, and I don't know if this is true. But they do say, I was looking from Bloomberg, especially, and Wall Street Journal, I think, maybe not Wall Street Journal, that by December, about at least 1/3 of Americans had been exposed to COVID-19 or contracted it. Like it had been, they had signs of the antibodies.
Right.
So if we're just going by that, with the rate of transmission and adding in the fact that they've lifted lockdowns in a lot of places, it should be by now at least double that. So it should be about 2/3 of Americans, which would actually explain naturally the reason why a lot of people don't have serious adverse effects because they've been previously infected. And I know people have had Delta and Alpha, and I don't even know if they're real. I have no idea anything. I'm just going by what people are saying. But there you go. Let's give that to them. But in the end, with all of this, I read this report and there's no way to explain anything about it that makes logical sense. And everyone goes, oh, well, because more people died because they lifted the lockdown. So I'm like, so if you're saying that, then you're saying the vaccines are not as effective as they say they are.
Right.
Or something else is being said here that I don't know. I'm just saying, like, every explanation I saw for this, like, and that's not my explanation, just didn't, there was always some loophole where I'm like, okay, but if you're saying, like, you're trying to make the argument that so we need to lock down, then you're making an argument against vaccines. Then if you say, oh, it's because, like, the unvaccinated didn't get them, that just still doesn't make sense because everyone was unvaccinated the previous year. And then it's like, oh, well, because of Delta, but Delta's less deadly than the previous versions. And so everything was just like, I was sitting there going, I don't understand this. I don't know what this is. Someone explain it to me.
Well, how does it make sense mathematically? Was it not at the end of 2020 like 400,000, and is it not now currently in the 600,000 death range? And according to like their,
I'll look that up right now.
Their estimates, because like mathematically that's not possible. What did they update it to? Like half a million for just this year?
And the numbers themselves. This is what frustrates me. In Illinois, if you were hit by a bus, that the governor came out and they were talking, they brought a doctor out and said, she's going to explain how we count COVID deaths. And she goes, anyone, if they had COVID, it was a COVID death. And it doesn't matter how they died at all. She said this is, you can go look at it. You know, it's like, I was watching it live and I my jaw hit the floor. I'm like, that's insane. You can get hit by a bus. And if that's one of the numbers. So, and they're saying, well, we didn't, you know, it's a new thing. We don't know. So we just have to take all of the numbers into account. And then you think about all the governors.
Did you see in Canada that they were telling people, if you don't want to get tested to confirm if you have COVID, we're just going to add you to the tally?
No, it's worse.
If you stay home sick.
If you just, yeah. I'm not going to go to work.
But then they said that that's not true, but they did say it. So then they said it. Fact checker said that's not true, but they said it. I have to just say that.
There's a video of her saying it live.
It's like how this video of Bill Gates comes out saying that the vaccine is going to lead to 10 to 15% less people, but then the fact checkers tell us what to think about what we just heard Bill Gates saying in a video.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's like what's interesting is if you go to my screen here, I mean, this is just from Google, so I'm just saying here, it's like, for instance, in Dallas County, if you do a basic mathematics and you look at the amount of deaths per cases, you get about like 98.8% survival rate. But what's interesting is even if, like, this is what I'm trying to use their information, and it actually makes it make less sense, because then they were saying that so many people had it, they didn't even know they had it. So if you add in, to let's just double this number, because if they're saying that more people just don't know they have it. Also, if you take 2/3 of Dallas County, this number is way higher of cases.
Right.
You're talking in the 99.98% survival rate in terms of from their data. These are confirmed cases of people who went and got tested and showed positive, which means these probably people already showed symptoms, like pretty good symptoms. If they're getting tested, they think I must have COVID. I'm going to get tested, probably. But they're saying, and I'm not saying, they're saying that all these people don't really have any symptoms, and not just asymptomatic carriers, but that they're, remember, that was medical misinformation. If you fought that, you get deleted off of YouTube for a while. If you said there were not asymptomatic carriers, you can get banned everywhere. It's so insane. They're saying that so many effing people, like now 2/3 of Americans have had this. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about 2/3 of Dallas County, that's a F ton amount of people with 4,000 deaths. That makes this insignificant in terms of even for an introductory disease. And you're going, and you're going to start. And now that's why people don't want to get the vaccine. Like that's why they don't want to. Cause you look at the numbers and you go, and you look at those numbers even, and this is why I say it's actually for someone like me, it's near 100% survival rate. Because when you look at, of the people that died and you break down with age and pre-existing conditions, it's not like 99, it's not like one out of 100 healthy people are dying from COVID. It's like one out of 20,000 people that get it that are healthy that die. And so it's like, actually, I'm more likely to die from like a traffic accident in here in Texas as a young person, and more likely to have complications from some things than other things.
Now do heart disease. Yeah. Now do, just obesity. People are dying from obesity.
This is why the excess deaths are the statistic that matters, because they control for all the other things that we would normally suspect to see. And there's certain things that are going to be down. There was a lockdown. Nobody was driving. So you have to control for the fact that there's less auto deaths.
What happened to the flu?
But that's why you do the excess deaths, because some of these people would have died from the flu. Some of these people would have died from this, that, or the other. But the pre-existing conditions is not a perfect measure, because there are people who had diabetes. Right. COVID was really bad for them, but they were like 45 years old. They weren't going to die that year from diabetes. So that's not a perfect metric. So when people throw out the 6%, only 6% of the people who died from COVID had only COVID. That's not a perfect measure of it. You have to control for age and all that, but that's why you go to the excess deaths. That's what the CDC uses, but they tell you like that's not their public numbers, but they do keep track of that in order to figure out what areas are undercounting and what areas are overcounting. And when you look at that for last year, like the difference is around like 50 to 100,000 in the less direction. I don't know.
It's fine. All I want to say with all that is that there is nothing more confusing than government narrative right now. Sure. And that's the point, is it's because it's the science is changing daily. I'm not making any medical claims, and I'm not trying to. I'm just saying I don't understand any of this data, not because I'm retarded in that way, but because the more that you look at it and you ask questions, the questions lead to other questions. And it's like this circular reasoning that never makes sense. Like I said, where it's like, the deaths are up because the lockdowns are gone. Okay. So then do the vaccines not work that well? No, they work really well. Okay. Then how come the lockdowns affected that? Well, because the unvaccinated are dying. Well, then why would everyone was unvaccinated last year? How would that change? Oh, because the unvaccinated, because it's more deadly, but it's not more deadly. And you're like, dude, okay, what the f*** are you talking about? What's going on?
We need
to
protect the protected from the unprotected, because the unprotected aren't protected from the...
This is my point, is like, that's what I'm saying with this whole episode of like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we're going to do. And I don't think it's going to be good long term. I'm not rallying the army. I just think bad things are going to happen sooner than later.
Look, we just need to open up. The vaccine's available.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get it, you could have gotten it.
Right. Like,
there's nobody that it's not available to. Everybody needs to calm down. Just open it up. People will assess their own risk.
Yes.
Like we're over.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
They will assess their own risks. Even if they are dying from being unvaccinated, isn't that not their right? If the vaccine works, if it works, then the unvaccinated are only a threat to themselves.
Yeah.
And why? Okay. Fine. So be it.
Again, go to Joe Biden's angry speech about the vaccine.
It's true. You know, I got to say this, though, as we wrap this up and as we talk about this, don't forget that you can watch these two amazing dudes on You Are Here, the nightly live show that just they were both on this week live. You can watch those episodes, Blaze TV, listen online. You can watch them as well on YouTube, Rumble, not Odyssey yet, but you can. For people that want to find you guys, people want to follow you, Adam, what's just plug yourself. Where do people follow your show? Where do they follow you on social media?
Sure. Yeah, you can follow me over on YouTube, The Krigler Show. I do a nightly show from 6:30 Eastern time till about 8. And it's just different things about politics, space. I do a lot of space stuff. I love space. I actually play music on Fridays as well. I'm a musician. I sing and play guitar live, and it's a lot of fun. I have an amazing chat. You can find me over on Twitter. It's just my name, Adam Krigler, and that's basically everywhere else. I'm also on Gab, Minds. I'm not on Gitter yet because I don't know if I can trust that platform yet.
I'll connect you with the people.
Okay, cool. Yeah, maybe I can. Are they? All right,
yeah,
cool.
They are.
I've heard both sides of the story with Gitter. So, but anyway, you can follow me. I'm rather spicy on Twitter. I tend to tone it down for my YouTube show because they're kind of, I don't know, authoritarian in what you can and cannot say. But yeah, thank you for having me on. I do want to say thank you also for doing that information about, you said gab.com provides the PDFs for,
exemptions.
Like that's pretty cool.
Really,
I didn't know that you did that. That's pretty awesome. And thank you for doing that. Cause a lot of people, are being taken advantage of, are being manipulated, and, that it's good that there are options out there for people to
working for people. I can guarantee this. Yeah. I obviously don't know your specific situation, so I can't say like this will you'll work because in the end they could violate your constitutional rights.
True.
But it's also on good faith. Don't lie.
Yeah.
Like don't lie. But honestly, now's the time. Turn your life to God. Give your life to God today. And there's your religious exemption. I'm not joking. Like if you've been wondering, give your life to God and he'll love you and seek you and find he's there for you. And it's like it's never too late to turn to God and to get your religious exemption. And I don't mean that to do that in a fake way to cheat the system. I mean, a genuine faith will produce good works in your life. And you need, you'll be a brighter light. So maybe this is your time and your calling and it took the vaccine to get you there. Or maybe you don't care. And maybe you got the vaccine and you were happy to get it. That's your choice.
Yeah. And then one more thing I want to, I got to plug it myself, my coffee. I don't know. Have you tried Krigler coffee yet?
I want to.
You do?
I want to try it.
All right. Well, good thing. Cause I actually have a bag of Krigler coffee for you.
Yes.
Here you go. This is for you.
Thank you very much.
And then Savannah.
Oh, I get one too.
I have another bag.
I'm so excited.
This is I got you the Catalyst blend.
Oh my God.
Throw it to me.
It smells so good.
There it is. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to be here. I probably wouldn't have brought you
sorry,
anything.
He gives coffee to Jews. No, I'm just kidding. Not even a Jew. It's like.
Oh, and then, thank you, Adam.
I got
you guys. Anti-Semitic coffee.
No. I got you guys some mugs as well.
Oh. Yeah,
I got some crisp. I got a left-handed and a right-handed.
I'm left-handed.
Are you left-handed?
Yeah,
left-handed.
And I'm right-handed.
Okay, so wait. This is the left-handed one, right?
Sean.
No, that's right-handed.
Sean's just sitting over here like.
Yeah, that is left-handed.
Yeah,
I'm like.
So there.
Like damn, all
that one's for you. I'm not going to throw this.
Don't throw that. Don't throw that.
I'll give it to you in a little bit, but
it's like Christmas, and Sean gets nothing.
Yeah. My mom actually designed this. She drew this herself,
which is weirdly just like Christmas at
my
house.
I'll actually use this on my set because I actually because
you're left-handed. So
yeah, we got Krigler coffee. We're gonna at KriglerCoffee.com.
In the house.
We also have Sean Fitzgerald. From
I'm on youtube.com/actualjusticewarrior. Find me on my new Instagram, instagram.com/actualjustice, and on Twitter at IamSean90, spelled the traditional classic Irish way, S-E-A-N. And I also got a stick of gum for you and Savannah.
Oh, yeah,
maybe go after. Yeah, little gum.
Nice.
That's good. Oh my God.
That literally is half the budget for the show. You don't understand. I told you I told the audience I just told everyone that they pay for the show $16 and a pack of Trident gum. They put it in an envelope and stick it in our fridge just to keep the money cool.
I had to walk here.
Yeah.
We know.
No, anyway, as we say, we're going to end the show. We like to read your reviews that Savannah picks out for you, and we love to read them, and she loves to pick them. We got a couple of 5-star reviews here. We have a review one from Ligma Balls. Says, Elijah, you are simply the bestest, worstest show host. Do not worry. I have heard your cries. I am a simp for you. But from a distance and respectfully now that I am married with a child and you are married, love your wife. She's awesome and gorgeous heart. I heard you like being mean too. And to me too. And I'm mean, but I'm kind of dumb. So I don't know. It's a tie between you and Steven Crowder. You'd have to fight him a bit. He could probably beat the shit out of me to be completely honest. He's a big guy. Anyway, you and your team are amazing. I'm also not a violent person. So there's that. I watch your show religiously. I swear my daughter's first word is going to be COC. Oh, no. At least as long as she doesn't pole dance. And I will throw confetti on her. Anyways, you're amazing. I'm a female, but simp for Sav because she's just so cute and wonderful. And I love listening to her opinions and interjections. She is awesome. I love how they with women, it's your opinions, not your facts.
True.
A lot of Sav's opinions are based in facts, so.
Yeah.
True. That is Sav, true.
Her middle name is Fact. Yeah. Sav Fact Hernandez. That's a fact. That's a fact. We also have another review from G. Clef Ginger says, a true Elijah, as an older person, not all savvy to the newer culture, I'm horrified and captivated by the discussions and I'm charmed by Savannah. Ooh.
It's one
especially
end.
How she provides the bleeps. Bleep, bleep. It's really a show unlike any other. Just like the messages of biblical Elijah, the messages of slightly offensive into the decadent culture is you are obedient to a false god and is never there because he, she, it is forever stuck on the toilet talking, taking an eternal dump. The world needs this clarion call. I'm now going to take a shower. Amen. As long as you don't make a video about nurses while you're in there. Yeah. Anyway, make sure that you subscribe to the show everywhere that you can here on YouTube or anywhere else you watch this. Don't forget to subscribe to Savannah's podcast, Rapid Fire. She's back off her ban from YouTube. So you can find her at youtube.com. Yay. Sav Says, I believe, as well. And you can find us on all our social media below if you care to do so. As I mentioned, the only place I can really interact with you guys in a consistent way is on Telegram. We have a slightly offensive Telegram. It's got about 8,000 members. I use it to post dumb stuff and we talk. So it's kind of a cool place to do so. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Anyway, my name is Elijah Schaefer, your top 17, 18, 19th host. I have no idea anymore. For the best worst show on Blaze TV, Slightly Offensive. We always end with some 8K graphics in everyone's faces, little explosions. Give everyone a little explosions.
Yeah.
There you go. Have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.